Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Comprenol. The Richland County Fair continues tonight and runs through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tonight, the Southwest Pullers Truck and Tractor Pole will be held at 6:30. The pole at the fair is special to event organizer Jason Kleppe.
It's very near and dear to me. You know, I ran this pole for 17 years, and I stepped away as the kids got older in sporting events, and now the kids keep getting older, and it allows me to have more time. And, you know, they didn't have a tractor pole at the fair last year, and it kind of hit me pretty hard. I'm like, we got to do something here, and we got to get in. And so I met with the fair board, and I'm back on board to run the tractor pole again. So it is near and dear to me, because I think back when I was a kid, the Richland County Fair was a huge big deal to me. We look forward to it all year long. You go to the tractor pull or even the rides or whatever, you know, and it showed how rich we were in community and stuff like that. And I think we really need to get back to that. And people need to know what goes on at the fair and what goes on in our community.
Tomorrow will be Children's Day. Events include kids in agriculture activities at 9 o'clock, a pedal pole at 3, and the meat animal sale at 5 o'clock. At this year's sale, a local youth who recently lost his life will be honored. Tim Woodman is an organizer of the meat animal sale.
If you've ever been to the sale, it's a great time. It's a great way to support the 4-H and FFA members of the county. We have a little bit of a change this year with the sale, and that being we are going to sell Briggs Maxwell's hog towards the beginning of the sale. And most of you know that Briggs is a Ithaca student who recently lost his life due to a farming accident. We continue to send out prayers to the Maxwell and Nelson families. We're going to do this in the Golden Gallon format. So if you've ever been to the sale, when the Golden Gallon sells, it's basically anybody can raise their card and bid and throw out a number. We just want to be able to support Briggs and the Maxwell and Nelson families as much as possible. So we are going to sell that pig towards the beginning of the sale, and there will be no commission charged on that animal.
Also, tomorrow night, the Demolition Derby will get underway at 7 o'clock. Sunday at 11 will be the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. All weekend will be Mr. Ed's Magical Midway Rides. You can view animals, tour exhibits, enjoy delicious food, and more. Gate prices today and tomorrow are $5, and Sunday gate admission is free. You can find the full schedule of events on the Richland County Fairgrounds Facebook page. Community members who've been diagnosed with prediabetes, told they are at risk for diabetes, or identified with elevated blood sugar levels, now have a direct pathway to improve their health. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced the return of its popular wellness workshop, set to begin Wednesday, October 21st. Designed to provide participants with practical tools, education, and encouragement, the program focuses on helping individuals make sustainable changes to prevent or reverse the onset of type 2 diabetes. The 5-week program meets every other week and is available for a $40 registration fee. Included in the cost is a Tanita body composition scan, an advanced assessment that provides a comprehensive look at an individual's physical health by measuring muscle mass, body fat percentage, hydration levels, and other key wellness indicators. To ensure the workshop remains accessible to everyone in the community, financial scholarship assistance is available for those who qualify. Healthcare professionals involved with the workshop emphasized the critical importance of early action. Ty Mulholland, registered dietitian and certified diabetes care and education specialist, noted that prediabetes serves as an essential warning sign that the body is struggling to manage blood sugar properly. However, Mulholland points out that progression to type 2 diabetes is not inevitable. Modest weight loss, healthier nutritional habits, routine physical activity, stress reduction, and adequate sleep can dramatically alter health outcomes and reduce long-term risks. Because prediabetes rarely presents noticeable symptoms, experts stress the necessity of attending annual checkups and paying attention to elevated blood lab results. Registered dietitians and workshop leaders Kelly Herbert and Lindsay Hatfield highlight that the program aims to build achievable, long-term habits rather than temporary fixes. By focusing on realistic movement and daily dietary adjustments, the workshop guides participants toward steady, meaningful progress in an engaging and supportive classroom setting. Space in the upcoming session is limited, and interested community members are encouraged to enroll early. For additional information regarding workshop details, scholarship applications, or registration, individuals can contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics directly by calling 647-6321, extension 2480. As the Green Bay Packers prepare to kick off their season this Sunday, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing for the passage of her For the Fans Act to ensure that all Wisconsin residents can watch their home team play without being forced to pay for expensive streaming subscriptions. The legislation comes in response to an increasing number of professional sports games being broadcast exclusively on streaming platforms. In the upcoming NFL season, four Packers games will be locked behind streaming paywalls, forcing millions of Wisconsinites to pay additional subscription fees. Under current rules, only viewers in the Green Bay and Milwaukee media markets are guaranteed free local television broadcasts, leaving more than half of the state's residents potentially without access to the games. Senator Baldwin emphasized the unifying power of sports in Wisconsin and criticized billionaire-owned streaming companies and professional leagues for rigging the rules to squeeze more money from fans. She noted that Wisconsin families are already financially stretched and that the bill aims to provide some relief by ending the confusing and expensive maze of subscriptions. The For the Fans Act would mandate free live viewing access for local fans and eliminate blackouts on league-owned platforms such as NBA League Pass and MLB.tv. The bill's provisions would apply to major professional sports leagues, including baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and soccer, with exemptions only for minor leagues and leagues with fewer than 8 teams. Recent polling from Data for Progress indicates that an overwhelming majority of Americans support the bill's goals of ending blackouts and reducing viewing costs. We have two new winners to announce in the St. Anthony's Auction Raffle. Today's $50 winners are, on ticket 201, Holly Deidelhoff from Jackson, Wisconsin, and on ticket 410, Ruth Rigo. Congratulations to both winners. Vital statistics right after this.